Hello and welcome to the first edition of the Stratoff Talk Show. Today's guest is Miss Bea, and we will be asking her a series of questions, and then we will ask the class whether they have any other questions as well to add on or not.
Hi, it's really great to be here with you today.
So, to start with the questions, where are you from?
I am from El Salvador.
And the next question, when or why did you decide to be a teacher?
Well, I think that I didn't decide to be a teacher. I think life decided that I had to be a teacher, and I just agreed with it later. I originally studied law, so I had really nothing to do with teaching. When I came to Germany, however, my diploma for law was not valid, and I would have theoretically had to go back to school and do the whole bit all over again, which I was, law school was pretty long. I didn't want to do it again. And I began working in a kita, in a little daycare with babies. And it was a Spanish and German one. And then later on, my friend who owned an English and German one, a private one, she hired me, and then I started working there. Once I moved to Frankfurt, this was all in Munich. But once I moved to Frankfurt, then I had to figure out what to do. So I began teaching English as a foreign language in a Sprachschule, in a language school. And eventually I began just moving forward with different ages, moving up from smaller kids, from 4-year-olds, and then I went to 7-year-olds, and then I went to 10-year-olds. And then eventually I began working in a school, providing learning support and also help in English and in Spanish. I then decided to take a master's, and I did a master's for linguistics in Spanish. And that's when I decided that this is what I was going to do for the rest of my life because I was really enjoying it.
That's really interesting. What grade level or what section of schooling, like elementary, preschool, middle school, or high school, was your favorite to teach?
My favorite to teach is what I have right now. I love teaching secondary. Mm-hmm. I like all the different ages that I have under my wing right now. So beginning from grade 6 all the way up to grade 12. Every grade brings in something different and provides me a different challenge. And also I also learn different things from all the different students, which is a lot of fun.
Okay, so for our next question, what was your favorite thing about teaching?
I think my favorite thing about teaching are the kids, are you guys. I get to spend time with all of you. I get to laugh with all of you. I get to say weird sentences can you stop chewing on your eraser or something? And that sort of makes me laugh every time. And I love the stories that you guys tell me in all the grades, and I especially love it when somebody comes to me and trusts me enough to say, Ms. Bea, I need your help, or Ms. Bea, I need to talk, and I love to be trusted that way. It's such an honor, and it's something that I value a lot from what I do.
So, moving on again. Why and when did you decide to move to Germany? Why didn't you stay in El Salvador?
Well, at the time I was in Washington, D.C., and I was taking a course for English for Lawyers, because at the time my job, I was, I pretty much had my own thing going on, and I was working with a lot of international clients, and so doing translations and translating long contracts or drafting long contracts in two languages was what I was doing mostly. And I thoroughly enjoyed that. But when I was in D.C., I met somebody special, and then I fell in love, and that person lived in Germany. So at the time, because I was, I wasn't employed anywhere. I was self-employed. So I was free enough to say, okay, well, I can go and give it a go there, which I did, and I liked it. And here I am, almost, 16 years later.
In relevance to that question, do you sometimes want to move back to El Salvador or to Washington, D.C.?
No. I miss I miss my home. Yes, I miss, it's not, yes, I do miss some things of my country, of course, like the beaches. I miss the beach. I miss speaking in Spanish and speaking in Spanish in the funny way that I sometimes also teach you in school, you know, not the really serious Spanish that I'm supposed to teach you, but also the fun one. I miss my friends, my lifelong friends, who with whom I'm still close with. So, you know, it's that's good. And but my family, of course, but we're all spread all over my family. I have family in Canada. I have family in the U.S. I have family in Costa Rica. I have family in London. So, you know, whenever I want to see anybody, I still have to travel, and I'm still going to have to travel. So, yeah, so that keeps it interesting. And I like, there's a lot of things that I like about living in Germany. And one of the things that I like the most is the tolerance and the open-mindedness, especially the ones that we find in this school. Respect for things that in a closer society from, you know, compared to where I live in, well, in El Salvador, it's a lot more Catholic and it's a lot more rigorous in the way that, you know, there's a lot of social rules on how you have to behave socially and whatnot. At least it was when I was there. Mm-hmm. And I don't think I want to live like that anymore. I don't like the stiffness. I like to just be able to be myself and believe the things that I consider right, you know?
Adding on to that question as well, what was your favorite place to live?
I'm going to say Munich. I did enjoy living there. There's so much nature there. The city is beautiful. And after my year and a half initial culture shock and struggle with the language, especially when they tricked me because they told me I had to learn German, but I didn't because I had to learn Bavarian. But then I got that one through. It was such a pleasant place to be in, and I met so many special people who are still in my life, and I just, you know, I do get nostalgic for Munich every now and then.
So Munich is really pretty. I can agree with that. I have a really big question here. What do you want to achieve in the next 10 years of your life?
In the next 10 years of my life, well, I feel very proud for what I have achieved in the last 5 years of my life. They were very loaded years, and they were emotionally difficult at some points. And so I feel very proud of what I have achieved so far, and I just want to continue building up on that. I want to continue, you know, like passing on forward all the things that I have learned when I was struggling or when I was having, you know, a more difficult time. And I want to be that person that, you know, that any of the students can come and trust that the advice that they're going to get is going to be something real. If you know me enough, you know that I hardly ever lie to any of you. If I make a mistake, I own it because, you know, it's going to make me better anyway. So I strive to continue being this way. I don't want to become like a serious teacher, but who knows, maybe I will. I don't think so though. And I just want to continue being like this. And I want to be one of those teachers that, you know, when in 10 years time, when you guys are out of here, that maybe you stop by and say, oh, let's see if Miss Bay is still there. And maybe you pay me a visit.
Would you like to move anywhere or see anywhere else?
Ooh, that's a long list. I think there's so many places that I want to see and that I want to learn. I actually want to retake French a little bit and discover more of France. I want to see more of the south of Italy. And retake my Italian there and stop tricking people, telling them that I speak Italian when I really don't. Just sounds like it. And I want to, you know, see more of Asia. I want to go to Australia. I want to go to Patagonia in Argentina and see those icebergs. And I want to do all sorts of stuff. You know, like, you see old people, but we still have, like, adventure inside of us.
So, on a completely other topic, how does it feel to transition from being a regular care teacher in the school to being the head of care?
Well, difficult because then you are in the part where you have to have very serious conversations with some students about serious topics every now and then. I am expected to be, you know, a lot more strict than my, than what I naturally am, maybe. And but because I believe in rules, and I believe that, you know, with the whole thing that I studied law, the law is there for a reason, the rules are there for a reason. So even if I don't agree with it, but they are there, so I have to be that person that follows through with those rules and make sure that everybody's following through with them. So that has been, it's hard when you have to have hard conversations with students that you care for and that you know that they're having a hard time when they're listening to all of that. And it's not easy to have those conversations. It's uncomfortable even for us as well, but it's part of the job. And I think that what motivates me is that I know that this is going to turn you into better humans. You know, when you get out of here, it's not only about what you know in your head as academics, but what kind of people are you guys going to be? You know, are you going to be respectful and tolerant towards others? Are you guys going to be kind and generous? And those are the things that I just, you know, if I get to sprinkle a little bit of that with the way that I run the care department, then, you know, then I consider myself, my job done. So it's good.
Our last question before we ask the rest of the class is, if you could teach any subject in the school other than Spanish, what would you teach?
Well, I would have to keep Spanish always because I love it and I have fun with it. But I would love to teach humanities. And this is probably not a subject, but something that I've been toying with doing since the beginning is, because this is a fun fact of Miss Bea, I'm also a dance teacher. So I thought about, you know, doing the whole, maybe an after school activity that involves dance. And some of you know me because we also sang together in the choir, so that was also fun. But I don't know enough about music to teach music. So I don't know, maybe something with dance and choir would be something that would attract me.
All right, now to ask the class, does anybody have any further questions they would like to ask Ms. Bale?
Yes, Ashton.
How long have you been teaching Spanish?
I've been teaching Spanish for, this is my third year. I begin with all of y'all. I begin here. Mm-hmm. Yes.
If you stayed in El Salvador, do you think you would still be a teacher?
I've thought about that, you know, because at some point I thought, oh, should I go back? What am I going to do? And I think I would be. I think I would go back and try to, you know, see if I go back to my old school, which I have, you know, I visited my old school when I was there last year. And so maybe, but I don't know. I don't know, because then I would have the chance to practice law again. That's also a lot of fun. So maybe I would do both. You know, maybe I would teach like on the side, like my teaching would be like my high side hustle, and that would be a lawyer. I don't know. It's fun to think about.
Or you could just teach law.
Or I could just teach law. Yeah.
Did you teach any other subjects before teaching Spanish?
English. And I was also in learning support for some students. Yeah.
Is there any other questions?
Okay, yeah.
Did you ever have to fail any students?
Did I ever have to fail any students?
Yeah.
No, I haven't, luckily. They've been close, but I always try to, you know, find a way to help them before anything happens that it can be that bad. I mean, half of that battle is yours, so I can only go so far, but I try to avoid it. Yeah. Nobody else? No questions? Oh, I see Julian has a question. No?
All right. Do you have any last remarks before the edition is over?
Ooh, well, maybe I can ask the class, what do you think of me as a teacher? Yeah.
I think of you as a really nice, moderate, and honest teacher that always tries to help us in the best way.
You're quite a fun teacher, making us do activities and stuff for celebrations that we don't usually do.
Yeah, Well, there's a lot of party in Spanish-speaking worlds. Great.
If I might say something, you've always been one of my favorite teachers. And if that's everything, please join us for the next edition of our podcast, which will be in 2 weeks. Thank you, Ms. Bea. Have a nice day.
Thank you for having me.